Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Now, yesterday, as some may have seen, and certainly have heard, Trump was here, just up the street, on Worth Street and Center Street, on his hearing before Judge Mershon. We live-tweeted it. We got there in line early. Today is a little back to a federal day, but yesterday we were over there, and Judge Mershon had his questions ready, and then he took a 45-minute break before writing his before reading out his decision. And his decision is the trial is going forward. He believes that the charges that Trump's allegations of prosecutorial misconduct are ill-founded at best. He said it seems like it's happening. It's happening. There's a Passover thing, so I don't actually think the trial will begin in earnest until early May. The jury will be chosen, then there'll be some downtime, but we'll be covering it. We're all over it, and we live tweeted the whole scenario. After that, we came back here, and we're on this case today. It's the famous SEC versus Terraform Labs / Doquan case. It's a crypto case about a crypto company that kind of fell apart. Now, Doquan himself is in Montenegro. The trial was delayed because it was said that he was going to consent to extradition, or at least somehow be extradited to the U.S. to be present at his trial. As it turned out, he kept fighting it, and then he was said that they were going to go to South Korea instead of the U.S. Now he's still in Montenegro, and I think he was released from detention, so who knows where he is. Judge Rakoff was not full of regret. He said he would never have adjourned the trial if he knew that Doquan was still fighting extradition, but he also doesn't think that anyone should be penalized with a jury instruction about just for asserting their legal rights. So it's kind of the trial goes on today, and we're going to be all over it. Now, not just tomorrow, but there's been a filing in the case of Amy Harris. She was the one charged with selling Ashley Biden's diary from sort of a drug rehab apartment. It's a little unclear. Anyway, there was kind of a scene a couple months ago where she was supposed to be sentenced, and then she didn't come. Then she called in from an emergency room. The judge seemed pretty suspect about her grounds for not coming, and now the prosecutors have asked for a more serious penalty than they had negotiated for based on this new behavior. So we'll be having that story. Watch Inner City Press. As we predicted yesterday, in the UN Security Council yesterday, there was a resolution passed regarding Gaza, but there's a big hoopla within the scam world of the UN saying that this is binding, it's totally binding. Ask yourself this: if UN Security Council resolutions were self-enforcing and binding, why is North Korea still shooting missiles? Not to equate the two. It's just to say that the organization is so debased, okay? They've done, under Antonio Guterres, who has banned the press that asked him questions and gone on solidarity tours on the public dime, they've accomplished so little that this was their big victory. And the amount of change that it has brought is nil. Inner City Press will remain on the case, pushing still for an answer about Honduras and why he backed up narco-president Juan Orlando Hernandez and other matters. To be continued, Inner City Press.